Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I know we are a little different this morning. We are early and on, but Grandma's got obligations, got to get a baby to school on time. So I thank all of you for listening in this morning, for great is God's faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. That's our title this morning coming out of the book of Lamentations, and it just did something to my soul. As I say, it hit me down to my pinky toe. Hallelujah. Grateful, thankful, and as always, blessed. Great is God's faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. The word, it is a lamentation word. You know I love that song. And I always wondered where it came from, because I knew, just felt in my heart that it was probably biblical. And it is, but it's a little different. It says this, they are, when we go back up to verse 22, it says, through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Woo! And we get ready to read all of that. But I just had to say that this morning. Great is the Lord's faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Why? Because he loves us. We are blessed beyond measure to be loved by God. To be, as this song says, to be loved by him. We are blessed. And I'm thankful today. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be a child of God this morning. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to be with you all this morning. So let us get going here, because it is, as we say, a moving forward, a good word. Father God in heaven, we ask you to increase as we decrease. We ask you, Lord God, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Father God. For you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. In the name of Christ Jesus, I look up, lift up, give you honor, give you glory, and give you hallelujah praise. Praise the Lord, everybody with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody with me. Thanking God again for your presence this morning as we move forward in the word of God. And our word for this morning is from Lamentations. And Lamentations chapter 3 says, I am the man who has seen affliction. And we're talking Jeremiah here. By the rod of his wrath, he has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely he has turned his hand against me time and time again throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and woe. He has set me in dark places like the dead of long ago. He has hedged me in so that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy, even when I cry and shout. He shuts out my prayer. He has blocked me with cornerstone. He has made my paths crooked. He has been to me a bear lying in wait, like a lion in ambush. He has turned aside my ways and torn me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver to pierce my loins. I have become the ridicule of all my people, their taunting song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drink wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. You know, he's talking Israel and probably himself too, because you got to remember, Jeremiah was thrown in the muck. He was thrown in the cistern, and it didn't have water in it. It was nasty. He has been through some stuff. He has been through some stuff. But he loves God. He loves God, and God loves him. Come on now. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God we serve. Thankful, grateful, and blessed. I am thankful. You know, and we go through, all of us go through. Continue, because this is like that word that hits your soul. But then when there's despair, there's always hope. And it says, he has caused the arrow of his quiver to pierce my loins. I have become the ridicule of all my people, their taunting song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drink wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity. And I say my strength and my hope have perished with the Lord. But then we go in and it says this in verse 19. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. Hallelujah. Even in despair, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Can the church say amen? Because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. Hallelujah. We got a hope in the Lord. When we are the worst, they may be the best. Because sometimes we got to go through despair in order to find a hope. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to those who wait for him and to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly. For the salvation of the Lord, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Hallelujah. Better go through it when you're young and when you get old. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get old, it's a whole lot harder. It's a whole lot harder to do what you did when you were young. And it says, let him sit alone and keep silent because God has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes him and be full of reproach. For the Lord will not cause his grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. But he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under one's feet, all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the justice due a man before the face of the Most High, or to subvert a man to his cause. The Lord does not approve. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass? When the Lord has not commanded it, is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? Why should a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. That's a word. That's something we all need to have every day. Let us each of us, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. We have not pardoned. You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain and not pitied. You have covered yourself with a cloud that prayer should not pass through. You have made us an offscouring and refuge in the midst of the people. In other words, you have made us poop. You have made us to nothing. And as we continue, it says, all our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare have come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eyes overflow with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughters of my people. Jeremiah is feeling it. My eyes flow and do not cease without interruption till the Lord from heaven looks down and sees. My eyes bring suffering to my soul because of the daughters of my city. My enemies without cause hunting me down like a bird. They silence my life and in the pit and threw stones at me. The waters flowed over my head. I said, I am cut off. I called on your name, O Lord, from the lowest pit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from the signs from my cry for help. You drew near on the day I called on you and said, do not fear. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is telling us every day, don't fear. Don't fear. Just walk in faith. Oh, Lord, you have pleaded the case for my soul. You have redeemed my life. Oh, Lord, you have seen how I am wrong. Judge my case. You have seen all their vengeance, all their schemes against me. You have heard their reproach, oh, Lord. All their schemes against me, the lips of my enemies, and their whispering against me all the day. Look at their sitting down and their rising up. I am their taunting song. Repay them, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them a veiled heart. Your curse be upon them in your anger. Pursue and destroy them for under the heavens of the Lord. You know, sometimes folks can pray some vengeful prayers too. Jeremiah is not playing. But let's go back and see what the Bible says about God's limitations on adversity. Chapter 3, verse 33. And it says, the Lord uses adversity in the life of the believer for many purposes, all of them ultimately good. He limits adversity in the life of the believer and provides a way of escape. But none of these statements can be made on behalf of the unbeliever. The unbeliever stands before God in a position of estrangement and alienation. While God loves unbelievers and wants them to come to repentance, they also are subject to harsh treatment if they injure God's children or attempt to interfere with God's plans. The fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 29. It says, time and again in Scripture we read that God showed no mercy to the enemies. He defeated them soundly and decisively, and often he commanded the Israelites to utterly destroy their enemies. Enemies of God sit in a very precarious position. Not only are unspiritually lost, but they remain in danger physically, emotionally, and mentally. Satan has total access to an unbeliever, limited only by the prayers of God's faithful people. God responds to the unsaved person according to the person's willingness, willful sin, and acts of transgression. The Lord does not sit on his throne, survey the world, and take pot shots at people. This is from Dr. Stanley. Come on, Dr. Stanley, preach this morning. God is not a bully. Rather, the Lord moves decisively against sin. God is just and righteous. He must judge and oppose sin. That is the message of the Book of Lamentations. when Jeremiah concludes that the Lord does not willingly afflict the children of men, Lamentations 3 and 33. The Lord does not desire adversity for his people. Rather, he responds appropriately to their actions. When we sin, he responds to our sin even as he loves us beyond measure. Fortunately, the dark moments of our lives will last only so long as is necessary for God to accomplish his purpose in us. What a word. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Waiting upon God isn't passive. We don't sit with the folded hands and smiling face. Instead, we inquire. We take preliminary steps. We pray. We obtain counsel. We ask, seek, and knock in a prudent fashion. Do you know the Lord as trustworthy, reliable, and consistent? Or do you question whether God will be there for you in your hour of need? From over the cover, the Bible, from cover to cover, the Bible proclaims God is there and he cares. Hallelujah. I love that word. He never abandons us. Therefore, seek and praise him as you wait. Hallelujah. That's a hands in the air. Come on now. Lamentations 3 and 31 through 32. The Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion, bring affliction into our lives, not to make us squirm, but to shape and mold us increasingly into the image of his son. Adversity is a bridge to a deeper relationship with God. Hallelujah. Church, say amen with me this morning. Chapter 4 of Lamentations. How the gold has become dim. Have changed the fine gold. The stones of the sanctuary are scattered at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, valuable as fine gold. How they are regarded as clay pots. The work of the hands of the potter. Even the jackal presents their breast to nurse their young. But the daughter of my people is cruel like ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the infant clings to the roof of its mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them. Those who ate delicacies are desolate in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet embrace ash heaps. The punishment of the inquiry of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment with one hand to help her, with no hand to help her. Her Nazarites were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, like sapphire in their appearance. Now their appearance is blacker than soot. They are unrecognized in the streets. Their skin clings to their bones. It has become as dry as wood. Those slain by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger. But their pines away, stricken for lack of the fruit of the field. The hands of the women, of the compassionate women, have cooked their own children. They became food for them in the destruction of the daughter of my people. They went to cannibalism, y'all. You know, we talk about zombies. That's pretty much what they were, walking dead, to kill your children and eat them. You think that through. The Lord has fulfilled his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindles a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundation. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the diversity and the enemy could enter the gates of Jerusalem because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who shed in her midst the blood of the just. They wandered blind in the streets. They have defiled themselves with blood so that no one would touch their garments. They cried out to them, go away, unclean, go away, go away. Do not touch us. When they fled and wandered, those among the nations said they shall no longer dwell here. The Lord scattered them. He no longer regards them. The people do not respect the priests nor show favor to the elders. Still our eyes failed us, watching vainly for our help. In our watching, we watched for a nation that could not save us. They tracked our steps so that we could not walk in our streets. Our end was near. Our days were over, for our end had come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagle of the heavens. They pursued us on the mountains and lay in wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, they anointed of the Lord, was caught in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow, we shall live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall also pass over you, and you shall become drunk and make yourselves naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no longer send you into captivity. He will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins. If anyone would like to call in to the show to listen in any day, the number is 213-943-3597. We are a little different today than normal. We are normally a 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. show. Today we are a little different because I'm on grandmother duty and I got to take my granddaughter to school. So we are doing a little earlier today, and we will not do our full word today. We will probably end at 7 a.m. Because I have to get her to school, and her school is a little farther from where I live. So I will be getting into today chapter 5 of Lamentations, and we will get into Psalms and Proverbs. We will not get to our New Testament word until Sunday. So tomorrow we will continue to be in Lamentations and our Psalms and our Proverbs. So today we are going to do today's Psalm and Proverb, but on tomorrow we will be in just Lamentations, and we will also be our early show. We should be from 6 to 7. Today we're a little bit later. Getting used to this new schedule, but today and tomorrow we are until 7 a.m. or maybe a skosh after 7, but we will be back at our normal time on Monday. And it says this, on Sunday we'll be back at our normal time. It says, remember, O Lord, what has come upon us, chapter 5 of Lamentations, and behold our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens and our houses to foreigners. We have become orphans and dwarfs, or our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood comes at a price. They pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We have given our hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. They ravish the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung up by their hands, and elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones. Boys staggered under loads of wood. The elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The joy of our hearts has ceased into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time. Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us. And we are very angry, and we are very angry, and are very angry with us. We don't want God to take his grace from us. And a life lesson from Lamentation chapter 5. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. We live in a time of enormous and rapid change, and yet God remains exactly the same today as he was in the days of Jeremiah. The changes do not surprise him, nor do they impress him. Praise him today. Thank you, Dr. Stanley, for that mighty word. Psalms 119, verses 145 to 152. And it says, I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Conquering your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 11. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. And we're going to continue in our proverb word this morning. And Proverbs 28 and 12 says, when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. Come on now. This is an awesome word too this morning. In Proverbs 28:13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And that's a life lesson with that word. And it says their sins left covered and in the dark retain their awful power over us, while sins exposed to the light of truth through confession loses their ability to keep us bound. Confession is not beating yourself up over sin, but freedom from its power. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. You know you're preaching this morning. We got to trust God. Trust God. Trust him in our coming in. Trust him in our going out. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 28:14, happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Good word this morning. Good word this morning. Good word this morning. God is good and his mercy endures. And I say again, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. I hope in him. We got to have hope always in God, knowing that he said in his word, I will never leave you or forsake you. And that we can always, as we say, you can take that to the bank. Hallelujah. So I thank God this morning for the word that we had today. On Sunday, we will be starting a new book. We will be starting in the book of Philemon. So tomorrow we will be in Lamentations again. And, oh, actually, no, we won't. Tomorrow we will be in Ezekiel. Woo-hoo, we done made it to our Ezekiel. And then we'll be in our Daniel. But I just love that. Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. So thanking God for each and every one of you this morning. I know we are early, but I needed to get through the word today to finish up our Lamentation word. And while we have a couple more minutes, We're going to go ahead and go into Psalms 119, verses 153 to 160. And it says this, and it's Resh, R-E-S-H, is the alphabet. And it says, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes or your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. I see many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is true. Every one of it, from the beginning, Genesis to the end, Revelation, the entirety of the word of God is true. And what do? We stand on the word of God. For there is none like God. As we say, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Our soul knows who our daddy is. Therefore, I hope in him. I put my hope in my daddy God. And I know that he will never let me down. He's never let me down, and he never will. Hallelujah. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of your judgments and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Praise the Lord. His word is true always. All we got to do is trust in the Lord with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, with our strength. Keep trusting in the Lord and watch him work in your life. And as we go again to our next song, Shin, S-H-I-N, princesses persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment. Come on now. Hallelujah. Have those who love your law. Ooh, I love that word. Lord, I hope for your salvation. And I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. And I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. And I got a life lesson from Psalms this morning, also from Dr. Stanley. And the life lesson from Psalm 119, 162, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. If we think of the Bible as a mysterious book that's hard to understand, we won't value it much and we'll read it even less. But if we see it as a priceless treasure, we dive into it often and reap its amazing benefits. Hallelujah. I agree, Dr. Stanley. You know you are just talking to my heart. And I have one last psalm, and then we will be wrapping it up this morning. Tom, and it says, let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a wild sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. And that's is our word for this morning. And all I can say, and I hope y'all can join me in saying it, it was word. Wow. It was a real good word. And so on tomorrow, as we say, horns and whistles and all those things, we are starting in a new book of the Bible. We will be in Ezekiel starting tomorrow. And we will be in Ezekiel the whole broadcast. And then on Sunday, we will be in the book of Hebrews. So starting a new book on Friday, Ezekiel. Starting a new book on Sunday, Hebrews. So we'll have our Ezekiel and 10 words or less on tomorrow, as well as we will have Hebrews. I'm sorry, we'll be in two books. We'll be in Philemon and Hebrews on Sunday. So two New Testament books. Because, again, Philemon, as everyone knows, is just one chapter. That's it. Done. One chapter and done. So we'll be in Philemon and Hebrews on Sunday. So thank you so very much for everything. Thank you for listening in early this morning. And hopefully you'll be able to join me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. as we move forward in the Word of God. So today's show is over. And let's see, I'm not sure we have a word this early from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, but we sure do. And the word for this morning is this: good morning. Sometimes we worry too much about the outcome of things, that we don't stop and realize God is already taking care of it. And I'm going to go there again, because, you know, we all have gone there. We all have been in that place where we're looking at our bank account and the rent and the mortgage is due, and we're like, oh, Lord, I don't have enough money. And God provides. He sends that check at the right time. He sends a blessing at the right time. You know, we all go through. Not one, I don't know too many people that don't go through. And this is what it said: good morning. Sometimes we worry too much about the outcome of things, that we don't stop and realize God is already taking care of it. Have a trust God Thursday, family. Keep him first in everything you do. And I'm so sorry that we are starting. We started early this morning. Tomorrow morning, again, we will be starting at 6 a.m. And we'll be at 6 a.m. only on tomorrow, 6 to 7 in the morning, and then we'll be back to our normal schedule on Sunday. I will not be blogging. Actually, yes, I will. We will be having a show every day next week. And again, I ask you all to please keep in your prayers as I prepare for the funeral of my father-in-law, which will be a week from Friday. But I am on my way today to a funeral of a very good friend of mine. So keep his family in your prayers. A wonderful man. And I'm grateful to have been a friend of his, as he has been a friend of mine. So keep his family in your prayers. And just say, Lord, I ask you to watch over the bereaved. So let us wrap it up this morning, family. And again, keep this word in your heart. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. And if you keep that in your soul, putting your hope where it belongs, in the Most High, everything else will fall into place. Thank you so much for listening in this morning. For those that came on late, because I know we are normally at 7 to 8, you can listen in to this show on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. And it is blogtalkradio.com. And go there. It'll give you a list. Just go in and type in Moving Forward with Minister Bridget, and you'll be able to find any one of these shows. There's probably hundreds out there now. not even be thousands. I don't know, but I know there's definitely hundreds out there because we go every day, and we've been doing this thing for over 5 years. So I thank you. And if you want to hear some of the older shows that I used to do, you can go into New Beginnings with Minister Bridget. So thank you so much. I appreciate you all. And I am grateful, thankful, and blessed that I brought you the word this morning a little early on a very cold day. So for those that have children that are going out to school, wrap them up because it's only 28 degrees where I live. I don't know where all the others of you live. But for those that live in the Midwest, it is cold today. Wrap your babies up. So thank you again. Be blessed and have a wonderful day. It is a wrap because we say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And join me on tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much. Be blessed and have a great and wonderful day. It is a wrap.